It is a pretty big event. I mean, it's very different to what we normally see. I'm a competitor on the World Cup Tour, and this is something completely different and something special. And it's running for a time of almost 2 years now. So it's something you can't really compare to any other event.
So what sort of conditions are you expecting then?
We are expecting a pretty heavy storm. I think something similar to what we've seen last January in Ireland, where we had wind speeds up to 75 knots. I think this one is not going to be quite as windy, but the wave size is pretty extreme. They say waves up to 11 meters with 19 to 20 seconds period, which is very rare worldwide. And so I think the ocean will be pretty maxed out and pretty extreme.
We're talking to Klaas Voget from Red Bull. Four guys are coming down. They are going to... Well, what exactly are these windsurfers are going to be doing, Klaus?
They are trying to score in the best jumps and the best wave rides, which is obviously pretty difficult in these conditions. And with these wind speeds, the jumps are going to be more extreme and probably more high with longer air time as well than what we normally see. And yeah, we're going to see how they handle it. In Ireland, it was very difficult for them. As soon as it gets over a certain wind speed, it's very difficult to do rotations. And but as long as it's not going above 60 knots, we will probably see some double forward rotations and backflip rotations and all kind of moves that they normally do in the World Cup Tour. The guys are top in the world. One of them is the actual 2013 world champion, and all of them are top 10 in the world, so they know pretty well what they're doing.
Well, they're professionals, they're experts, and they've flown in from all over the world?
Yeah, we are down now to the last four. We started in the first mission in Ireland with 10 riders, and then six qualified for the second one. And now we are down to four, the final four, and they come from France, from Germany, from Brazil, and from Spain, from the Canaries.
I mean, we're hearing there is an element of danger, despite how professional they are. This is a very risky, dangerous sport, isn't it?
It is a dangerous sport, but this is something that what we are doing here is something that should be left for the professionals. And on top of that, they will be joined by jet skis. For every rider, there will be a ski in the water. They're wearing some flotation and impact vests. They have a device on them where we can track them all the time, so we minimize the risk to as much as possible.
We're hearing on air that people are being warned not to go to the sea this weekend because of this storm, and I'm just guessing a spectacle like this is going to be a bit of an irresistible draw for spectators, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, but I think as long as they don't go too close to the shoreline, too close to the water, they will be relatively safe. We are in places where there's no trees flying around or something like that. And I think as soon as you come with a normal human sense, you will be quite safe.
Absolutely. So you're saying people are welcome to watch it, but they must demonstrate common sense. Don't put themselves in harm's way. Is it going to be broadcast?
We have a website, redbullstormchase.com, and it's not completely live, but we feed that website as much as possible. We have one person here who is just taking quotes from the riders, doing pictures, and feeding that website constantly. But the day after, we will have a highlight clip and a best of action clip of the best action. So that's something to follow up and to watch the next day.
And what I don't want to do, to coin a phrase, is pour cold water on what you're doing, but there are going to be those that may say this is utterly irresponsible. You may be encouraging other people who aren't experienced to do something similar.
We always say this, that this is left for professionals, and we always go out with the rescue team, with a highly trained rescue team. They're actually in the water now, training for tomorrow, and some of them are the best tow surf guys in the world, so they really know what they're doing. And we always say that this should not be done by people who are not so skilled in windsurfing or not so skilled in the water.
And very quickly, finally, where and when?
We are in Gwydion in the moment, and we're going to start early in the morning at the easterly side of the bay, and then during the day we're probably going to move to the more westerly side to the bluff. But we decide that still in meetings today, depending on how the forecast develops over the day.
Okay,
and depending on the exact wind direction we're going to see tomorrow.